when we spend as much time as we do with our players, you learn an awful lot about them. Over time, you learn what makes them tick. But you learn their true essence when they're confronted with tough times, like a serious injury that keeps them off the field, like an injury that keeps them from playing the game they love, an injury like a severe concussion. Jahvid Best is, without a doubt, the most worthy recipient of the Ed Block Courage Award this year from the Lions. He has demonstrated courage and valor beyond definition. Let me tell you how. He's had to endure an entire year's worth of doubt, confusion, trials and tribulations, going through countless hours of cognitive rehabilitation and therapy. We've had him crisscross the country, seeing one medical expert on head injury after another, and taking multiple MRI scans and other exhaustive neurocognitive and neurological tests. He did all of this for one calendar year with enthusiasm and eagerness, without complaint or anger. He has endured all of this only to have the ultimate disappointment when he was told this past October that the best medical opinion for him is to not return to play this season. Through it all, this young man has earned our deepest respect and admiration by showing tremendous determination to doing everything that he possibly could to get back on the field. He was absolutely terrific to work with, and he has handled every challenge, adversity, and yes, this disappointment, like the true first-class young man that he is. And he is truly the best. And it is my honor to present the Detroit Lions 2012 Ed Block Courage Award to Jahvid Best.
Man, it means a lot to me. I mean, just to have an award where my peers voted for me, and just everything I've been through, just to get recognized for that, it just means a lot to me, and I'm really thankful for it. I'm feeling good. I mean, like Dean said in his speech, they told me I can't play this season, but they didn't shut the door. And so as me as a person, I'm a half glass full kind of guy, and if you don't shut the door, then there's still a way. And so I'm still working, I'm still doing everything I can, and as long as they don't shut the door, you'll see me back out there doing what I do best. It's one of those things where you don't really feel it. I mean, when you wake up in the morning, I feel normal, just like I did any other day, any other season. But like if it was an ankle, you wake up, you feel it, it'd be sore, you know if you can go or not. But with a concussion, it's kind of up in the air. So you feel fine, but what the doctors say is not. So